And welcome back to Coast, our final hour with Ben Fuchs here from CriticalHealthNews.com. Make the call, CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-7234 to call for assistance. You just got the numbers to get on the program. And don't forget, slam their servers. So far, they are winning. We haven't shut them down yet. CriticalHealthNews.com. If you haven't gone to the website, just do it. Just pop it. Look at it for a few seconds and come right back to the program. Let's go to Pharmacist Ben in a moment and your calls. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Ben, when did you get interested in health and health-related issues?
I used to lift weights. I was a bodybuilder and a weightlifter when I was a kid. And when you're a weightlifter, you're just obsessed with it, obsessed with getting bigger. So I started studying nutrition. And then the more I started studying nutrition, the more I realized this is how the body runs. And then I went to pharmacy school, and this is one of the little-known facts about pharmacy school and pharmacists, is we study nutrition, except we don't study nutrition like a dietitian or like a nutritionist or like even like a doctor. We study it like a pharmacist, which means we study the medicinal value, the medicine-like properties of nutrients. Nutrients are medicines. They're God's medicines. They're God's drugs. In fact, when a drug goes to bed at night and has a dream, it dreams it's vitamin C. A nutrient is what a drug dreams it could be.
Huh.
It's completely multifunctional. This is the dream drug to a pharmaceutical company. Multifunctionality with non-toxicity. That's what nutrients are. They're a dream drug. That's what I was saying earlier. Imagine a drug that would lower your cholesterol, lower your sugar, not completely non-toxic, help you lose weight, improve your brain function, and add years to your life. Can you imagine a drug like this? This is what vitamin C does. This is what chromium does. This is what zinc does. This is what magnesium does. And it does it because the human body, which is composed of 100 trillion cells, evolved to live with these things. These are the menu, what we call nutrients, the mighty 90 essential nutrients, are the menu that a cell eats from. It's a very select menu. There's only 90 things on it. And these 90 things are completely vital to the cell the way food is vital to a human. And drugs don't fit that bill. And this is why when I say drugs are poisons, I'm talking literally, not poetically. When you take a drug, the body does everything it can do to eliminate it. It mobilizes its detoxification enzymes. It triggers digestive functions that help you eliminate. In fact, the most important side effects or adverse reactions of drugs are nausea and vomiting and diarrhea. Because the body's trying to get rid of it and expel it. And in fact, when they dose you with a drug, they have to give you an extra dose to make up for the fact that the body's going to eliminate most of that drug. Nutrients aren't like that. You take nutrients, you get on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, and the body says, it goes into the blood, and the blood says, welcome home. I know who you are. Nutrients are like your grandmother feeding you dinner. Drugs are like Darth Vader. That's the exact.
Well, I got to tell you, but one of the worst things to hear when you go up to somebody, and you know, it's always natural to say, "Hey, how are you?" Right?
Right.
And they tell you not well, and then they go into this litany of things that are wrong with them or their family members or stuff. It's heartbreaking.
Breaks your heart, especially when you know good and well there's things you can do. Now, you have to be respectful, and you can't. I don't help people that don't want to be helped. I never give my advice. I never give advice just to when if I'm not asked, but I want to. You know, sometimes I see people's skin. I've been in the skin business for so long, and skin doesn't seem like it's very significant, but it's heartbreaking when you see things like psoriasis and acne in a child and terrible lesions. And I want to say something, but you can't say something. But I want everybody who's listening to know that if you're dealing with a chronic illness, it's in the body's nature to reverse, and don't overthink it. It's very simple. Out with the bad stuff, in with the good. It's as simple as that.
To the phones we go. Mark is in Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call, George.
Thank you.
I'm very inspired by you, Pharmacist Ben. I agree with everything you're saying. It's just so very good to hear it. And I wanted to ask you about two things. Turmeric as a supplement, which I take, and I notice very positive effects of that. And then also my second question was, how often should I be eating beef?
Beef?
Beef, yeah.
Okay, so a couple good questions. First of all, George, you know all about turmeric.
Oh, my God. I brought turmeric to the show. You know, I was the one who told Christian Wild from myheartbook.com that this is what you need to study for. He's a researcher and an author.
Yeah, I know.
And I turned him loose on this, and he came back in shock over the medicinal qualities of turmeric.
Yes. Turmeric, you know, herbs are tremendously medicinal, but turmeric may be the most medicinal. I'm saying something right there. It may be the most therapeutic and medicinal of all the herbs. Turmeric's absolutely wonderful. You know, you could chew on turmeric root. Have you ever done this?
I have not. I've always just taken the capsules.
You can just gnaw on it. It's quite delicious. You know, you can add a little salt on it or cinnamon on it. It goes well with cinnamon. But the powder's great, and it's just wonderful, wonderful stuff. I am a big fan of turmeric. You know, beef's a very interesting issue. You know, we're supposed to eat beef. Human beings are omnivores. We eat everything. We grew up eating beef. But today's beef is not the beef we grew up on, and from an evolutionary perspective, when I say grew up. The body isn't supposed to handle hormones and antibiotics and the stuff that the grains they feed the cows. Cows should be eating grass. It's just the way we take care of our meat today that's a problem. And you know what? I hate to say, because meat does have some value. There's a lot of nutritional value, but you really don't want to eat a lot of meat. There is nutritional value.
I've cut down on my consumption of beef tremendously.
You really have to these days. And I hate to say it, because everybody likes a good steak, but and there's absolutely nutritional value. I'm not like, you know, I hear sometimes vegetarians talking about how you're not supposed to eat meat and you don't need to eat meat. There are nutrients in meat that are powerful, powerful nutrients. Carnitine, taurine, vitamin B12, things that you can't get from vegetarian foods. So, you know, you got to eat some meat, but you got to be really careful, and you don't want a lot of it.
Well, you know what happened to me? I mean, every time I go to Denver to do my Beyond Belief TV shows, we drive right past a cattle ranch, and I saw these things, and they would look at me as I drive by, and I don't know, it just was a mental thing with me.
I know exactly what you're saying, and cows are beautiful animals. Did you grow up on a farm, George?
No, I bought a farm.
You bought a farm. Okay, great.
Horse
farm.
Cows
are beautiful animals, and they're intelligent animals. And so, you know, that's another issue. I know exactly what you're saying.
Sharon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is with us. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have several problems. I'm a type 1 brittle diabetic with an insulin pump. I have 13 stents in my heart, and I have just found out that my creatinine levels are elevated, and I understand that a lot of these supplements, you know, would do well, but one of my biggest problems is the affordability.
Well, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
That's affordable.
That's affordable, and that'll get you a lot of stuff. But I don't mean to be melodramatic here, but you're breaking down pretty good here. And you want to take some corrective measures. If I were you, I would take corrective measures.
And she's got 13 stents? Is that what she said?
Yeah, the kidneys are starting to go, and type 1 diabetes, probably had that a long time. There's a lot of stuff happening. So, you know, why don't you do this, ma'am? Why don't you send, can I give away a Beyond Tangy Tangerine, George? Can we do that?
Just make sure you're giving it. You know what? It would be easier if I put her on hold when you're done, and Tom will get her address for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
Because you'll have a million Sharons emailing
you. I'm going to get you some Beyond Tangy Tangerine because you're breaking down pretty good, ma'am, and you want to take some corrective measures.
Okay, Tommy, take her information and get it to Ben, and Ben will take care of her for sure. Sharon, do that. And texts and tweets. Tom, do you have one for us?
We sure do. This one from Jason in New Mexico. I eat Cheerios with almond milk every day for breakfast. Can you ask the guest if he thinks this is okay health-wise?
Well, the Cheerios you could do without. Almond milk is not you know, almond milk's not milk. We call it milk, but it's not milk.
It's almonds. It's crushed up.
It's oil and water, basically, with some emulsifier in there and pulls it all together. And it's actually quite good for you. You want to have it as unprocessed as possible. There's some brands that have no processing, unsweetened if possible. And it's really not. It's way better than dairy, that's for sure. From cow's milk is a real problematic food. Although raw milk does have some nutritional value, I will say. But the kind of stuff you buy in a supermarket, that's not really a great food. And almond milk has some value. Now, it's not milk, so you're not going to get the peptides, the amino acids, lactoferrin, these immune-boosting substances that are found in milk. Milk, while I say it's a problematic food, it's incredibly packed with nutrition. I mean, really packed. So it's unfortunate that we've corrupted the milk supply, like with the meat supply, to the extent that it's not really a valuable food. But almond milk is not. It's got some good stuff in it still too.
Well, they put sugar in it too. You got to be careful.
You got to be careful with the sugar, absolutely. And Cheerios, you know, is not a lot of there's not a lot of upside to Cheerios.
You know what Doc would say about that? No gluten,
yeah.
No this.
Yeah, it's not a very healthy food. But anything that comes in a box is going to be a problem. You know, they don't put broccoli in a box. You know, boxed foods, packaged foods.
Well, frozen broccoli's in a box.
Frozen broccoli, you know, when you freeze it.
Or it's in a plastic package or something.
Yeah, but usually the boxed foods, you know, there's a really cool book out, if anybody wants to read an interesting book, called Beating the Food Giants, which is about a guy who goes to work in the food industry. He's an engineer, and he goes to work in the food industry, in the cereal industry specifically. And he talks about extrusion machines and how they make cereals. And it's really not a very pretty process, but it's a very profit-intensive process. And some of the biggest companies on the planet are cereal companies. Some of the most profit-intensive companies are cereal companies because of the huge amount of money there is in these kinds of foods. There's a really interesting book called Empires of Food that talks about how empires are created on wheat and on grains and on these processed kinds of foods. And you know, if you go to the United American Empire, the British Empire, the Chinese Empire, the Egyptian Empire, throughout history, these have been empires of grain. And so there's economic interests that drive our tastes and drive our the availability of our foods, and they're not always in our health interests, unfortunately, and we got to become awake to that.
Let's go to Mitchell in Seattle, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Mitchell.
Thank you for taking my call, George.
Oh, you're welcome. Hope we can help you here.
Hey, Mitchell.
Well, I don't know if we'll – I just wanted to talk about my experience with this COVID-19.
Okay.
I got real sick with it, and it was unpleasant as hell. But what I think is that the protocol that they're using, well, what happened with me is that it felt like a flu for the first 2 days, a terrible flu that was filling my lungs up with liquid. And it was like every 2 hours my lungs were filling with liquid. And my point is that the ER protocol that they're using, which is, I just expect that it's the standard operational protocol, which is what they do is they bring people in, you've got pneumonia, so they give you cough syrup, and then they give you diuretics. That's logical. But then they give you a whole bunch of liquid while your lungs are filling up with junk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're old, and what they do at night in a hospital is they put people to sleep with extra drowsy type cough syrup.
Yep.
And if you're an old person laying on your back.
Oh, that's it.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what this gentleman was saying, Mitchell, I think he said his name.
Mitch,
was,
yep.
What you said is hits the nail on the head. We don't, in our statistics, we don't account for the drugs that they're giving them. And by the way, diuretics cause you to lose minerals and electrolytes, and sleeping pills put a tax on the system. Remember, when you take a drug, your body mobilizes to get rid of that drug. That means you lose your B vitamins. That means you lose your vitamin C. So there's an inherent nutritional deficiency that's going to occur from you going into a hospital, and that doesn't even include the food that they give you, and not to mention what you talked about, the ventilators and the respirators. So there's a lot of stuff going on there that is unfortunately unavoidable if you take care of yourself in the first place, if you take care of your immune system. Now, I'm sorry, Mitchell, you had this condition, but you're okay now, right?
No, I'm good. Are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. So
what I did was I dehydrated myself on purpose for the first couple of days because that's when I was coughing up these giant mouthfuls of goop every 2 hours. And I laid on my side when I slept, and I woke up every 2 hours and had to cough up this giant mouthful of goop for three. And it was a miserable couple of days, and then it was a miserable 7 days of coughing, and the cough kicked in like a sinus headache every time I coughed.
How did you fight it off, Mitchell?
I kept on drinking wine and water.
Wine and water did it.
The wine keeps your lungs loose, so you can cough it up easier.
Did you say wine?
Wine. Yeah.
Yeah. And dehydrating might be a better plan than hydrating with this particular disease because it seems to fill your lungs up in an hour and a half.
When did this hit you? Of course, as you know, Seattle's where the nursing home got hit in the beginning, Ben.
Yeah.
That's when we started talking about this.
Seattle, by the way, is one of the epicenters and also one of the more toxic cities in the country.
It was at the time. Mitchell, when did this happen to you?
I assume I must have caught it at the end of January because the first I knew it, I was sick as a dog. in like early February, maybe the first or second day of February.
And a lot of people got misdiagnosed with pneumonia and things like that, Ben.
They still have. And if you go to the CDC's statistics, which I go every week to, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID are lumped together. They can't really separate them. Deaths from COVID, that 140,000 figure is really a combination of pneumonia, influenza, and COVID because they can't separate them.
Well, and other things, too. I think if you have a heart attack.
Oh, that's true, too. You fall out of a plane.
COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep hearing that if you have COVID and you die in a hospital, the hospitals get paid for this.
There is that.
Who's paying them?
Well, the government pays per patient. The hospitals get certain stipends per patient. And for every procedure, they get a different amount of money. Now, I'm not going to go out on a political, out on a limb and say whether it's nefarious or not, but, economics is economics.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a couple
minutes. You have more money for a COVID case than you do for a cold.
Let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana, our old friend. Hi there, Cornelius.
Hey, George and pharmacist Steve. Boy, I've been listening to y'all. George, thank y'all for helping them people because they really need it. I was telling Tommy I done caused something too, George, so y'all just pray for me. That's all I need.
Oh, you got it. And you let us know how you're doing, okay?
Well, if I don't make it, I hope you try to do something to clear my name. But anyway, Pharmacist Fuchs, a few months ago, because I listen to you on the show all the time.
Great.
You apparently know something about this COVID-19 and its spread, and do you think this is a global thing that they're just trying to do it, like you say, scare us to death?
There's a political side to it that, it's an interesting topic, but it's a lot of speculation. But the fact of the matter is that we as human beings, as individuals, have control. Yes, they can predispose us, they can push us, we can be compelled or induced to feel certain things, but at the end of the day, it's a decision that we make in the moment. Are we going to be scared, or are we going to try and figure this thing out? And that's ultimately what it amounts to. At any given moment, you have a choice. And this is true about life in general. At any given moment, we have a choice. Are we going to choose to be great? Are we going to choose to be powerful? Are we going to choose to be independent and strong? Or are we going to choose to be scared? Are we going to choose to run away? Are we going to choose to live in fear? And this is, it happens at any moment. So whether or not it's nefarious and evil and there's, it's an interesting discussion, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, what matters is how we choose to be in the moment. Nothing can harm us if we do not, in terms of fear, if we do not choose to let it.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to come back with final calls in just a moment. Tom will take another text or tweet as well. The website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Just hit it, slam it, do whatever you can with it. And the toll-free number to call for assistance from people who are listening to Pharmacist Ben and they get what he's talking about in case you miss it. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. What's it like when people come up to you, Ben, and say, thank you, you saved my life?
So it's all about, George. That's what life is about. And it's impossible to have a sad or miserable or bad life in any way when you have that kind of impact on people. And so it's self-satisfying. It's self-serving. It's self-gratifying. And that's what life is all about. Imagine if everybody helped their neighbor. If every human being helped the next person, you would have 7 billion people helping you out, George. How cool would that be?
That would be miraculous, right? To be sure. Ben, we're going to come back and wrap things up and take some final calls with you in a moment. Fast Night, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And next hour, we're talking monsters on Coast to Coast AM. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and definitely subscribe to our free YouTube channel by typing in the YouTube search bar, Coast to Coast AM Official. Then you just click subscribe and you're in. Next hour, we'll talk about some mythical monsters. Colin Dickey joins us on Coast to Coast, so make sure you're part of the program. And we're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com as well to take final phone calls. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. And Ben, let's take some final calls here. You ready?
Absolutely.
Let's go to John in San Diego, first-time caller. John, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good evening, George and Ben.
Hey, John.
I am 65, 140, and I'm seeking longevity, and my body's a temple. And the only thing that's knocking at my temple sometimes to bug me is booze and cigarettes, which I don't touch, but candy is something I can't stop. Now, when you come to hair and varicose veins, I'm making sure that I always keep my legs up in the air so the blood flows. But what is it that I need to keep for longevity purposes? The blood flowing and the hair is like the
that's a
canary
great question.
In the temple, the yes. canary. When your hair goes, that's it. What is it that brings the color to your hair?
Okay, so let me talk about hair for a little bit and talk about blood, because those are two very interesting issues. First of all, I always say this. All disease is cell disease. That means all disease is about the cell, not about the organ, not about the tissue, not where we focus, about the cell. But all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood, by clogged blood, by blood that's not moving. This is the theme, the thread that runs through all chronic degenerative diseases, is an incomplete delivery of nutrients and oxygen and inefficient extraction of toxins because of sluggish blood. Not only that, but when the blood circulates, it generates an electrical charge. It's called a zeta potential. And this electrical charge fuels the rest of the body, or it doesn't fuel, it electrifies the rest of the body. So you have several mechanisms of action that the blood provides, we'll say, to the body. Several ways the body provides, the blood provides health to the body. Number one, oxygenation, detoxification, and nutrition. And number two, electrical energy. So moving the blood is job number one. And you know, this COVID thing, by the way, is a blood disease. This is where it attacks, is the blood. That's why you have these disseminated symptoms like skin symptoms and neurological symptoms and taste symptoms and lung symptoms, because it's affecting oxygenation and the way blood moves. So moving the blood is vital. Exercise is very important. Slow, deep breathing is very important. And then there's wonderful nutrients you can use to help clean the blood and improve movement. One is the ultimate essential fatty acids from longevity. It's one of the major roles of essential fatty acids. It has a liquefying effect to the blood. Number two, and this is very interesting, George, we were just talking about this, is glucosamine, glucogel, one of the great blood fluidizers, we'll say. Not only that, but it also helps. It also strengthens blood.
Also, Doc says that when your hair changes color and goes white, it's because you have a copper deficiency.
Well, it could be copper, because copper is involved with the production of pigment. But what I was going to say is, when the body is starting to become, when the blood is starting to become sluggish, it doesn't make it all the way around as well, and the body starts to conserve resources for the interior. We may love our hair, but to the body, the heart is much more important, and the spleen, and the pancreas, and the lungs, and the intestines. So it will reroute and it will redirect nutrients towards the center organ. So what you got to do is you got to give the body a surplus. You've got to give it a surfeit, an excess. Not just the basics. You've got to give it excess. This is why I love supplementation and why I talk about supplementation so much, is the body needs to have excess, extra. They used to tell a joke. Doctors would make a joke. They'd go, oh, then you just get expensive urine, blah, ha, ha, ha. Yes, you want expensive urine because that means you have extra. And that's the situation you want for your body. Under conditions of just the basics, it's going to redirect nutrients away from the skin, from the hair, from the extremities, and it's going to redirect it towards the center. So getting on a good nutritional supplement, while copper is important for sure, getting an all-around well-rounded nutritional supplement program, the Healthy Start Pack, and then if you want to throw a few more other things in there, the Ultimate Niacin is one of the great vasodilators, has blood vessel openers to improve perfusion or blood flow. And by the way, this is a great strategy for lowering blood pressure, is to improve perfusion and vasodilate with using the Ultimate Niacin, which is under the radar as an antihypertensive and a blood cholesterol-lowering nutritional supplement. But that's one of its claims to fame, is its ability to improve.
It's a cholesterol reducer,
and
too, isn't
bingo,
it?
Bingo. It's a cholesterol reducer. It's great for your brain. It could be used for. It's being used to treat social anxiety disorder. It helps you sleep. It's great for your digestive tract. Deficiencies in niacin are one of the major causes of dementia, by the way. So if anybody's interested in just building their cognition and maintaining cognition, or if they're noticing cognitive decline with age, get on the Ultimate Niacin.
Interesting take.
Yes.
And, of course, if you missed that, John, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There's a great staff behind you and Doc, Ben, huh?
I'm telling you what, not only are they just helpful people, but they take notes when we're talking.
I know it.
So when you call and you say, oh, I heard Ben say Ultimate Niacin for dementia or cognitive decline, they'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. They're listening right now. Blair in Sedona, Arizona, our buddy. Hello, Blair.
Hey, Blair. George and Pharmacist Ben, I'd like to talk about looking for similarities between the common cold and the coronavirus.
It's very good point. Very good point. Very good point. Even the CDC, and by the way, you get a lot of good information on the CDC's website. On the CDC website, it says if you test positive, it could very well be that you were infected by a cold, which is a coronavirus. So it could. When people test positive and they're quarantined for 2 weeks, we don't know necessarily. This is on the CDC website, by the way. This is not an assertion or making it up. We don't know what it really is because of what you just said. There are tremendous similarities between it, and that's why I said earlier the deaths are lumped together because they can't tell the difference between influenza and the coronavirus, a death from one or the other. So they lump them all together.
Ben, since you've been doing this, how many years for yourself now? Associated with longevity.
I started right when the company, a little after the company started, 1998. So 22 years. This is my second year.
Gosh.
And you know what? The company has grown every year. We've helped more and more people every year. When they had the conventions, which they're not going to have anymore for a while anyway, when I did the first one, I was the keynote speaker. There were about 200 people there. Now there's 20,000 people there or 10,000.
Oh, they go crazy.
They go absolutely crazy. And the reason is, George, is because we help a lot of people.
Yep.
The one thing longevity folks have in common, and I am so proud to say this, is we love helping people. Everybody, to the people who answer the phone, to the distributors, to myself and Dr. Wallach, everybody has that thread. We want to help people. We want to make a difference. And we know we can because for most of us, we've experienced it ourselves. We're not just saying it. We've experienced the reversals and the more energy and the weight loss and the getting off the medication and all the health benefits. We've observed it visually through our friends and family, and we felt it ourselves, the vast majority of us.
Let's make sure Blair got all his questions in. Blair, anything else?
Well, I wanted to mention fasting. I've been told and I've experienced the idea of letting the body go into the fasting mode, Pharmacist Ben,
awesome.
Will throw off the cold virus. And I'm thinking, instead of, eating all the time, I'm thinking the same thing for the coronavirus, because there is thought that it is a thought form that is being fed by irritation, and you already mentioned it, George, anger. It's food. What do you think about
that? You are a wise man, is what I think. Everything you're saying is absolutely right on. You hit the nail on the head. Fasting is one of the all-time great longevity strategies. When you fast, your body goes into a building, believe it or not, because we're told that we have to keep eating. Your body will actually go into a ketogenic or building mode when you fast correctly. And even just intermittent fasting, just taking a day off from food, every time you eat, you're redirecting resources from your brain, from healing, from the connective tissue in your skin, from your heart to the digestive system. So ultimately the question is, would you rather live a long, healthy, beautiful, brilliant, clear-headed life, or would you rather digest your food? That's really what it comes down to when it comes to eating.
Let's go to Don in Auburn, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Don, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, George, for taking my call.
Thank
Ben,
you.
How are you doing this evening?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you.
We talked back in 2014. I was talking with you about I was 7 years clean and sober and was on 7 medications, and you corrected me and said, dude, you're not clean. And that was whenever you gave me the insight to go to my doctor and to do it. At the time, I weighed 250 pounds. I was on 6 or 7 different prescription medicines, narcotic pain medicines, morphine, a bunch of other name brands I won't mention, but thanks to your guidance, which you were brought to me through prayer.
Praise
That's
God.
How I found you.
I got it.
And,
I know what you're saying.
And, at the time I was 52, I weighed 155 pounds. They were going to put me on blood pressure medicine.
Wow.
And I went to my doctor with your instructions about what to ask him. And today I weigh 185, I'm 57 years old, and I'm 6 foot tall.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's a beautiful story.
And I am on 0
That's a beautiful
medications.
Story. That's a beautiful story. George,
these are success stories.
It's just so gratifying. Thank you for sharing. That means a lot. And you're gonna, you by sharing it will help a lot of people. So pay it forward. Tell people what's possible. And I encourage everybody out there who's experienced what I'm talking about. Tell people. Share it. Don't be obtrusive or obnoxious, you know, but let people know what's possible. To be inspiring to others is the greatest gift that we can bring the world. Inspiring means you're putting the spirit in. You're inspiring people, and it's the greatest gift that we can bring to each other and to the world.
Final text and tweet from you, Mr. Dan Heiser.
Hey, Ben from Sherry in Ohio. Can you please talk about the benefits of taking collagen peptides?
Oh.
And what are they, Ben?
Collagen peptides are little pieces of collagen. Collagen is made up of amino acids, like all proteins. There's three basic amino acids that build up the collagen molecule. And peptides are when there are these groups of three amino acids are separated out, they're easier to digest and process. Now, you and I have talked about chicken soup forever, probably, George.
Yes.
Day one.
And you love bone broth.
Bone broth. Bone broth. Now it's popular, but I've been talking about it for decades because I learned about it in pharmacy school, how important bone broth was. Bone broth is treated like it is literally medicine, you know, Jewish penicillin. It is medicine. And one of the major reasons it's medicine is because of the collagen. And there's other things, too. So by taking in collagen, you're building up your collagen. And because the body is mostly made up, largely, we'll say, made up of collagen, that's to build your own collagen becomes the sine qua non, the very essence of anti-aging. And it's true about, you know, a lot of people, especially women, you know, I'm in the skin business, and collagen is a big thing for the skin. But it's much more than that. It's important for the heart. It's important for all of the tissues and organs of the body. And it's important for the structural systems, the skeletal and skeletal muscle system. And when you eat collagen peptides, every one of those systems benefits. So what you have in collagen peptides, and Youngevity has a great collagen peptide, is one of the all-time great anti-aging tonics. Remember, I don't know if you probably know this, in the old days, like, you know, they used to have these things called tonics, right?
Elixirs.
Elixirs. They were good for everything. That's what collagen peptides are.
You used to sell that in stagecoaches, didn't you?
Yeah. Back in my other past life, probably.
Probably. Pharmacist Ben's Elixir.
Yeah, I could see that. I probably had something, one of those.
Let's go to Denise in Van Nuys, California. Hi, Denise. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. I have a
sure
real quick
thing.
Question. Mr. Fuchs, thanks for what you do. My question is, I have a friend whose son is 14 years old, and he has an outbreak of acne on his facial skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really, really bad. And what would you recommend? And I'll take an answer off the air.
All right. You're the skin guy, Doc.
Yeah, a couple things. There's different kinds of skin lesions that called acne. That's first of all. So I'm going to consider, because she said he's 14 years old, that it's the T-zone acne. That's the middle of the face. And I call that teenage boy acne.
Oily, right?
Oily. A couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to treat it like a sugar problem. In fact, in pharmacy school, we used to call that condition skin diabetes. And so you want to treat it like a blood sugar problem. And kids are eating all kinds of sugar today, so it's understandable that they'd have that kind of issue. It's actually a form of pre-diabetes in that regard. So using the Sweeties from Youngevity, using the Ultimate Selenium, and by the way, selenium is just good for acne anyway, is very important.
Is it really? Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Selenium is one of the great, you know, Dan, you've heard of Celsin Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Acne and dandruff have a lot in common, and Celsin Blue is the go-to shampoo for treating.
Has selenium in it?
Yeah, Celsin Blue. Selenium.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. And then, you know what the other great dandruff shampoo is, of course, is Head & Shoulders. And Head & Shoulders has zinc in it. And so between zinc and selenium, you have two very important anti-dandruff and anti-acne nutrients. So making sure you're using the Ultimate Selenium in addition to all of the Sweeties and the Ultimate Niacin and the Ultimate Selenium for dealing with the blood sugar issue, making sure that you're also doing the Healthy Start Pack is important, and then staying off the sugar as best as you can.
Tell me why you still like cayenne pepper.
Oh, cayenne. Cayenne is so powerful. It kicks your butt. That's why I like it. It kicks your butt right away. Like, you know, turmeric's great. It's powerful, of course. But cayenne approaches that. But turmeric doesn't kick your butt. You do cayenne, it kicks your butt. And if you put it in vegetable juice, do you do vegetable juices at all?
I do tomato juice and vegetable juice.
Put some cayenne pepper in there, buddy.
I take a cayenne capsule every day.
Well, taste it, though. Taste it.
But it doesn't burn me.
You don't like the burn?
Well, no. This is a cayenne pepper without the burn.
Yeah, the burn is good for you. The burn is very stimulating. You know,
oh,
it's good,
really?
It's good for your cardiovascular system. Yeah, a little bit of burn, you know, kick your butt a little bit, your metabolism a little bit.
Ben, we're almost out of time. For people who want to email you, give that out.
Yes, health@criticalhealthnews.com. health@criticalhealthnews.com. We love emails. Send us emails.
Pharmacist Ben, we'll talk to you in about 6 weeks.
Pleasure, George. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. In 3 weeks, Doc Wallach will be back on Coast to Coast. And again, the website to hit, we're doing real well, but we haven't set the record, so do it tonight and right now. CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. And the toll-free number to call, of course, is 1-855-949-7234, which is 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, we're going to talk about some mythical creatures on Coast to Coast.